Amen. If you would bow your heads with me in prayer. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes the words escape us, but we always can say thank you. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you for being the divine, all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful God, and how you never fail. You never leave us nor forsake us. And we ask you, Lord, that you would have your way, Lord Jesus. Speak to us and speak through us. Lord, let us leave encouraged, empowered, and victorious. We thank you, God, for your many miracles, signs, and wonders that you performed on this week. And we bless you, Lord, for we know you are not through yet. And we ask that you would finish what you started. Finish what you started, Lord. And we will be careful to give you the honor, the praise, the glory, Lord. Thank you for the fresh wind. Thank you for the anointing, Lord, that we feel you distributing right now. We will be careful to give you praise, you the honor, you the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just by way of, you know, this is the sanctuary, not the library. I just want to sing a little verse of this. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Oh, Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Oh, it won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do,
it won't do,
it won't do.
It won't do.
99 and a half
won't do.
Oh, Lord, I'm praying.
Oh,
yeah. We all are just so grateful to God for his goodness on this week. Amen. Even on a bad day, God is still good. You know, every day you don't feel like smiling and laughing and dancing, but God is consistent. He is faithful. And he will be there with us with whatever we have to face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for our pastor, Bishop Woods and Mother Woods. And they've already testified about God's goodness. You know, we overcome by testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. We got to tell somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's so good you can't help but tell it what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Everybody reacts differently. But I want to tell you, I thank God for his protection because it came right there through Pelham. And that tornado stayed on the ground for, they said, about 100 miles. This was an extensive tornado. And we all were impacted one way or another. As it moved from county to county, we just started saying the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I was at the beauty shop, and I told her, I said, I don't know about y'all. I started praying out loud. I said, I don't know how y'all do this, but my beautician is a believer, so it was no problem. Amen. Glory to God. He said, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So we thank God for him protecting our leaders. Thank God to give honor to my husband today, Minister Tilly. We give honor to Minister Wood and her husband, Deacon Wood, to all the ministers. We thank God for the ministers that are tuned in online, from Minister Green and Minister Brown, and to all of the ministers, Elder Matthews, Minister Matthews. And thank God for all the mothers and missionaries. They may not be here in person, but they are yet tuned in. And we thank God for you. Thank God for him protecting Mother Woodruff. Amen. We bless God for him protecting all of us. Amen. It could have been the other way. Amen. We don't mean to belabor the time, but today is Youth Sunday, and I just want to say we thank God for all of our young people, and they are very active in service and in church, helping with the media ministry and the ushering, and they are helping us. When you see all of this taking place, the Facebook lives, the conference call lines, we thank God for Minister Tamika. I'm sorry, look at it, calling Minister Tamika. She's giving me the eye. Sister Tamika Harris and all of the young people that work with her. And we just, will you help me celebrate our young people today? Amen. We are so blessed and highly favored. And we thank God. One of our very special young people, birthday is today. If you'll help me celebrate Brother Johnny Terrell Jackson, his birthday is today. God bless you. Happy birthday. Glory to God. We have to celebrate who we have amongst us. And I just want to say that God is faithful. Amen. I thank God for my sons here, Dylan and TJ. We are together every day in one way or another. And when we're in the car, they're trying to tell me how to drive. And, you know, they just little men. And Missionary Porter told me this was going to happen. Thank you for the warning. They try to tell Mama, you shouldn't cook that. You know, we like such and such. So you need, you know, you where is your debit card? Come on, somebody. When you start bringing some money up in here, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. But we love our boys. We have a lot of fun, but you know you have your turbulence too. And so, young people, I just want to encourage you, all of us parents, let's learn how to have some really good times with our children, your godchildren and nieces, nephews. Mother Woods has a saying, and I'm going to go on in the message. Mother Woods says this all the time, create good memories. And that's something that Mother says all the time. And so that is what we're working towards. But yeah, they're just little men. They in little bodies, but they're men already. Amen. Mom, turn right. We don't have to go that way. You know, that's, yeah. So y'all pray for me. I'm the only lady in the house, but I'm standing tall. Amen. Sister Angela know what I'm talking about. We're the only ladies in the house, but we holding it down. Amen. Just wanted to make you laugh a little bit. It's been a hard week, y'all. It's been a hard week, and I began to get tired in my spirit. And this is leading into the message that God gave me. But God sent a woman of God on the parking lot this morning. Sent a woman of God on the parking lot this morning. They talk about parking lot prophets, but I needed this word. And this sister drove up here and waited for us to get here and let her wander down and begin to speak words. Hikanabasha. Speak words of life over me. She prayed for my sister. She prayed for my parents. And she said, that's all. I'm gone. I've got to get to my church. But God told me that I had to come and do this today. And I tell you, my soul is revived. Every now and then, we get weary in well doing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a little tired, saints. But the Lord sent me a second wind. And if you are tuned in live, and if you're on the conference call line, and if you are in the sanctuary this morning, I want you to just lift your hands up and let God breathe a second wind into your spiritual nostrils today. In the name of Jesus, we declare a second wind. It's flowing over the airways. It's flowing through the sanctuary. In the name of Jesus, we decree a second wind. It's blowing in here right now. Hallelujah. Come on, let the yes, Lord, come from your belly. Say yes, Lord. Some of you have been hurt this week. Come on, tell him yes, Lord. Some of you have been disappointed this week. Come on, tell him yes, Lord. Some of you have procedures and medical issues going on this week. But if you begin to open up your mouth and say yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to the second wind, let God breathe the second wind into you right now. Come on, come on. Let your praise be heard in your home, in your car, in the sanctuary. Open up your mouth and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sparing our life. Thank you for the second wind. I almost gave up, but God. I almost gave up. I almost gave in. I almost threw in the towel. But God, come on, if you don't feel like opening, you're a little tired behind the mask, just begin to clap your hands and say, thank you, I get a bull shot. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I almost gave up. See you on the Facebook live stream. God is breathing a second wind right now. You can't give up. You can't give in. You can't take down. But God. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hallelujah. He come on. He come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A second wind, Sister Robin. A second wind, Sister Robin. A second wind, Sister Marquita. A second wind, people of God. A second wind is blowing right now. Hey, yes. Just a little bit more. Hey, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While you're standing, turn with me to Joshua, the second chapter. And I only have a very brief message. I know we say that, but we yet want God to have his way. Joshua, the second chapter. Yes, much better. Verse 18. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to stay within the context of this second chapter, but we're going to take a subject out of that 18th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the 18th verse of Joshua 2. It says, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy mother, thy father, and thy mother, and thy brethren. You mean the whole family? The whole family? Hallelujah. And thy brethren, and all thy father's household, home unto thee. Verse 19, and it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, we've got to stay in the house. His blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. You may take your seats. I'm going to take a subject out of verse 18. It says, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. The same window that Rahab, we're going to go through the context. Rahab let the two Israelites down, the spies down. She said that he said that this same thread now that you let us down by, I want you to tie it in the window. So for a subject today, I want to use saved by a thread. Saved by a thread. So in this chapter, it's very eventful. It's a lot going on in this chapter. Verse 1, it goes back up to where Joshua is trying to spy out the land of Jericho. And have you ever been so close to something that God promised you, but you don't know how you're going to get there? God has put a dream in your heart, a vision in your soul, but you just don't know how you're going to get there. So this is where they were. They were on the edge of the promised land. They were close. They were close. So what they did was they sent two spies into the land of Jericho. And those two spies made a unique choice. They went into a harlot's house. My God. And her name was Rahab. And they lodged there. They didn't just go and leave, but they stayed there. And I want to point out to us that it's not always as it seems. So we have to be careful when we look at people's situations that we don't make the wrong assumption. They was there on God's business. Now, everybody that was in the harlot's house was there for something else. But because it's Youth Sunday, we're going to keep it on the PG version. Amen. So they came in and they lodged there. And this harlot, her name was Rahab. Rahab was very wise. Rahab said, I have seen what your armies have done to other countries. And she said, not only am I going to hide you and provide a covering for you, but I want you to stay here and let the danger pass. God will always put somebody in your path to not only protect you, but just to cover you as long as you need it. I will never forget when I moved to Huntsville and went to college. The first day that I walked in the nursing building on UAH campus, I ran into a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled instructor. Didn't know her from Adam's house cat. And in the hallway, she stopped me. And she said, I don't know anything about you, but the Lord told me that I'm to watch over you. Whew. That's okay. I got a number. Y'all can call her. I don't have no reason to make it up. I want you to know wherever you are, for as long as you have to be there, God will always provide guidance and protection. But the key is we have to be obedient. Okay, I'm almost finished. So Rahab, verse 4, the woman took the two men and she hid them. And she told them, now when it gets dark, I'm gonna let you out down by this back wall because they're gonna shut the front gates. So not only did she have a plan, but she had an awareness of the city and how it's mapped out. And she understood how they can get out safely. She knew they were spies. She knew their army was getting ready to come in and take over the city. But she knew, I've got to do my part in this so that I can save myself and my house. So she let them down on the back side of the building. Hallelujah. She let them down. And she said, your terror is falling upon. She said, I know in verse 9, I know that the Lord has given you the land. There are some people that's not in the church yet. They see how effective the church is, and that's why they respect the saints, and they're going to treat the saints right because they know one day I'm coming in. I want you to hold on. Oh, I feel a shift right here. I want you to keep praying for people that you're praying for. If they're not saved yet, don't give up hope on them. If they're not delivered yet, don't give up hope on them, because she looked over and she saw how prosperous, how victorious, and how they were doing well, and they're going to come in and take over the land. And she said, I don't have the faith you have yet, but I got just enough faith to know I got to take care of God's people. That's why sometimes people give you stuff and they don't even understand why. That's why people sometimes hear, he said, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I've had people give me stuff that don't even like me, because you know the God I serve. You know the God, he will protect us. He will deliver us. Don't you worry about people being your enemies and not treating you right. God got somebody that's going to take care of his people. They that are for us are more than they that are against us. And so she said, I saw. And I've heard about how the Red Sea was divided for you. And she said, and how you defeated all those other kings. But here y'all are. And see, that's how the tornado was. It was in another city, but then it came right up on us. And she said, now, as long as it was on the other side of Jordan, it was all right. But y'all done crossed over to Jordan. And y'all are right here. And our hearts melted. We were afraid. Because we know what your armies can do. But she said, but if you would just swear by me in verse 12. Since I have showed you kindness, that you will show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. She was on her way in, coming on in into the family of Christ. She was coming on in. But she said, if you could just remember the kindness, I want you to know that God won't forget. Ooh, some of us have given to people that didn't even say thank you. Some of us have been a blessing to people year after year, month after month, and they are not grateful. They get an attitude and look at you as if you owed it to them. I'm here to tell you, she was humble, and she was like, if you could just remember how I was kind to you, if you could just remember how I helped you escape, then just remember me, and not just me, but I want you to remember my father and my mother. And my sisters and my brothers. I want you to remember them too. I want you to know somebody in here, you are the intercessor for your family. Your family would have been destroyed a long time ago. Your family would have been dead a long time ago. But you've been standing in the gap for your family. Hallelujah. You ought to say, thank you, Lord, for using me as an intercessor for my family. Somebody say, yes, Lord. They got out the hospital because you was fasting and praying. They weren't killed in the car wreck because you was covering them in prayer. Because you was fasting. Because you was speaking the word over them. Even when they didn't regard God with their life. I heard Bishop say he began to pray. I believe the prayer is what caused my cousin to be alive today. God shifted the wind, lifted the wind up, and our cousin is alive today. Thank God for the people that prayed for me, had me on their mind, and took the time to pray. So here we see how the first thing was, I'm going to give you 4 points and I'm finished. The first thing was, there was communication. Both parties understood what the plan was. And what the expectation was. We got to communicate. Hallelujah. The first way to communicate is through prayer. We've got to talk to God about it. We've got to pray and make known our requests unto God. And then it's good to get the family together and us talk together. She was concerned about herself, but also her family. So they had communication. That's a whole nother message. I don't have time to go into that. And then the second thing she did was she had them to repeat back to her what she asked them for. And she said, now I want you to look out for me and my family. But what are y'all going to do for me? When y'all see the cord in my window, y'all not going to destroy us? Okay, thank you. That's a verbal agreement. Sometimes with our children, we got to do that. If I let you play this video game for 2 hours, the agreement is you're going to clean up your room and you're going to turn the game off when I ask you to. Make a verbal agreement. They can't tell you, well, I didn't know. I didn't know that's what you wanted. No, we done talked about this. That's just bringing it home for you, son. With every agreement, there's a consequence or an award or a reward. If you do what's right, God said, what's right, I'll pay. Do you know there is no bank that can hold God's account? God said, what's right? I'll pay. My God, we can't beat God giving. And so the older saints used to say it like this. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. So in the second chapter, we see how they communicated, number one. Number two, they made a verbal agreement that when you all attack the city, this scarlet cord that's tied in my window is going to be the sign that you're not going to destroy this house. I want to encourage somebody today to stay under the blood. That's point three. Stay under the blood. The scarlet color is a bright red color. And from different angles, it looks like it's orange. And many of the cardinals wear it in the Catholic Church. But it represents the blood of Jesus Christ. And when we see that we are his, the scripture says the Lord knows him, them that are his. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. And as long as we stay connected, as long as we stay tied up, as long as we stay wrapped up in the blood of Jesus, we will always win. He is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. I want you to think about some of the trouble that you're facing right now. Some of us are facing many hardships, and because of the pandemic, even in our government system, it's so backwards and corrupt. Even it's so much going on in the world, and we must stay covered, tied up, tangled up, wrapped up, and connected to the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now here's the connection. The reason that Rahab is so significant is because in Matthew, the first chapter, in verse 5, it says, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. Because of her vowing to protect the people of God, the lineage of Jesus came through her bloodline. And you don't mean to tell me that we weren't saved by thread. We were saved by the cord that she tied in her window. Because if Rahab had died, we wouldn't have had an Obed. We wouldn't have had a Boaz and a Jesse and a David. I want you to understand it was through the bloodline that Jesus came. And I want you to understand today that the scarlet cord, at first they called it a cord. And then on down in the chapter, they called it a thread. Some of us have been hanging on by a thread for over a year now. We just overcame a year in quarantine toward the middle of March. Some of us was hanging on by a thread with our sanity. Some of us was hanging on by a thread in our finances. Some of us was hanging on by a thread in our health. Many people have been in the hospital beds hanging on by a thread. I want you to know that thread is a powerful piece of fabric. That thread wove a journey all the way to Calvary. And here on this Palm Sunday, I want you to understand something about that thread. Is that when Jesus, when he chose how he was going to come to earth, he chose the bloodline that he was going to come through. And I want you to know something, that we are joint heirs because of our faith, because of our walk with God, because of our commitment. We are holding on by a thread that connects us to Calvary, that connects us to salvation, that connects us to redemption. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I don't know, you might feel like you're hanging on by a thread, but that's all you need. That's all you need. You might be in the hospital. battle. You might be just having a car wreck. You might be just receiving a bad doctor's report. You might have just filed bankruptcy, but just hang on to the thread. Cleave to the thread. I will cleave to the old rugged cross, from where my redemption comes, from where my victory comes. We were saved by a thread. The armies are coming. Destruction is in our land. Not just the tornadoes, but sin is in our land. Sin is about to destroy our government. Sin is about to destroy teachers and principals, doctors and nurses, because the moral fabric of our society is not woven with this thread. It's not woven with the blood of Jesus. But I dare you to take back your family. I dare you to take back your house as Rahab did, and say, Lord, save our sons, save our daughters. We are hanging on by a thread. I dare you to cover your family. I dare you to fight for your family. Fight for your children. Fight for your grandchildren. Fight for your nieces. Fight for your nephews. Fight for your children that's in the community. We might be almost down, but we are not out. The armies are coming. Destruction is coming. Jesus is on his way back. But hold on. Hold on. Hold on by a thread. That thread is the blood that washed my soul white as snow. I don't know about y'all, but a thread is a thin piece of fabric that's subject to break. But I want you to know this thread has an unbreakable, an unshakable, an infallible, an undestroyable network of fabric that's going to hold us together. What's holding me together is the blood of Jesus. What's holding my mind is my connection to the Lord. You might be hanging on by a thread, but hold on. You will not go crazy. You shall not die, but you shall live. You will be healed. You will be delivered because of your holding on by a thread. Somebody is going through something in court. Somebody is going through something in their home. Hang on by a thread. Stay under the blood. Stay under the blood. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected. Stay connected. I don't know about y'all, but I need a little wind sometime. A little second wind. God gave it to this morning. God gave it to me this morning. So I'm telling you, you might be saved by a thread, but hold on to the thread. You can't touch your neighbor, but just imagine an invisible cord that's been dropped down to you straight from heaven. I want you to reach up. I want you to stand up. Pull down your victory. Pull down your healing. Pull down your power. Pull down your peace. Pull down your protection. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Woo. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I'm about to get happy. Oh, Lord. I think about this week, how I was holding on by a thread, not realizing the thread is connected to Jesus. The thread is connected to the cross. There is nothing that he faced on the cross that we cannot overcome. We are overcomers. We are victorious because of the thread that Rahab tied in that wonder. And here comes Jesus through the bloodline. Hallelujah. You might be at the end of your rope. Just tie a knot and hang on. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to pass it on to my sister. We are saved by three. Hold on. Help. Help. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many is holding on by a thread this morning? How many was saved by a thread that people don't know anything about but you and God? Hallelujah. Thank God for the word on today. Truly it blessed my soul. How many were blessed by the word? Let's just praise him for the word today. Let's praise him for the word. We are saved by a thread sometimes. Right in the nick of time. God is on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When she was preaching the word, the Lord impressed upon me another word, how that men know the highlights, but God know the details. Come on in here, somebody. People know the highlights, but they don't know the details of how you suffered, how you cried, how you moaned, how you wept. But God know the details. And then he turned around and saved her by threat. Glory, just thinking yesterday, you know, sometimes you forget about all the things God has done. He's done so much. Hallelujah. A lot of people know my story, how I was healed from cancer. Hallelujah. But they don't know on that fifth day. The fifth day when the nurse put the tube in my body. My sister knows the name of the tube. They put it in too far. Glory to God. And in order to reposition it, I had to have another MRI. Because they've done so much work on me. They took so much out of me that the doctor couldn't get all the cancer out. Praise God. It was too dangerous for them to go any further. Praise God. But when they did the other MRI, you don't know like I know. See, there was no more cancer because God. Glory to the name of God. Deacon Porter, Sister Emma saw him pull it out on the seventh day. Long tube. They had to go all the way back to the wall to get it out. Praise God. But God, it was a reason they had to go back. Because God had to prove. See, man, they try to take the credit for what God has done. Oh, I just heard that. Man can't take the credit for what God. Woo! It wasn't the surgery that brought me out. It was the healing that brought me out. Has he ever brought you out? I want you to say three times, I made it, 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 I made it. Oh, I made it. Woo! No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Glory, we praise God for service. Today, truly we serve a mighty God. You may have made it by a hair, by a thread. Hallelujah. Sometimes they said the skin of your teeth. But God came in. You thought if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't open them again.
Hallelujah. The pain was so great, you thought you couldn't bear it, but you made it. Hallelujah. We're going to close with this hymn, and all standing over the building, you might need prayer this morning. We just stretch forth out to you and touch and agree in the spirit that God would just rest upon. Hallelujah. Rest upon you, rain upon you. Hallelujah. Carry you, cover you, and keep you this week. Hallelujah. As we go in grace, hallelujah, we know God goes before us, behind us, beside us, beneath us. He's all around us. He said, I'm nigh thee, even in thy mouth. What a mighty God we serve. What man can go, God can go. What medicine can go, God can go. What money can do, God can do. Hallelujah. I've been through the storm and rain. I had to suffer heartaches and pain. My heart had to bleed sometimes. Through the storm and rain. How many can say that today? Oh, I made it. I had to suffer great heartaches and great pain. But God, I made it. My heart had to bleed sometimes. Oh, I finish with a praise today. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this day of service, Lord. Lord, we thank you for letting us hear the word today, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. We were saved by a thread, God. Lord, when we thought we couldn't make it, you said we would make it. You said we would come out, God. You said we would come back again, God. You said we would not die, God, but we would live and declare the works that you have said unto us, Lord. And we praise you for this day. We thank you for our saints. We thank you for our family. We thank you for all those that are connected today to this service. And we pray that you will bless them and keep them, strengthen them, and cover you. We will give you all the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Come on, let's rejoice, saints. Come on, let's rejoice. Come on, let's rejoice. Come on, let's rejoice. Hey! Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day of thanksgiving. This is the day to sing praise. This is the day that the Lord made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Continue to pray for our families and church families that God will continue to keep us under the blood. Hallelujah, because truly he saved us by grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah. Rejoice, 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 rejoice.